Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Hi again, John.
And this, of course, everybody knows. The whole world waits for the Christina Lu Show every week. But this show is extremely wonderful today because we not only have Christina, we have Commissioner Kimberly Cochran-Galante, who basically oversees, well, it's oversees JOSA, Community Services, Project Independence. I hope Judy's not listening. Kimberly runs the town.
No. You're going to get her into trouble.
Welcome,
fun,
Kimberly. That's true. If it's fun, it's in charge. And we'll talk about Funday Monday. Actually, Dr. Gabernikoff was just on talking about walking. And I know we have the trail, and you've spoken about that at the advisory meetings, and about coloring, which you guys have both been talking about.
Absolutely. We have lots of fun stuff in store this summer and all year long, because community services in the town of North Hempstead are known for fun. You come to the town of North Hempstead if you want to have fun.
And there's always new forms of fun. It's not, you know,
always
they're always upping the ante of fun. So it's...
You can never have too much fun.
That's right.
Let's be
That's
clear.
The town's motto.
That's a commission. You can never have too much fun.
That's right.
That's why North Hempstead is as good as it is. Updates from last week with Judy?
Well, Judy has certainly been all over the place. What's wonderful, she's been visiting a bunch of high schools, honoring different graduates at their award ceremonies because it's graduation's approaching, and Supervisor Bosworth is going around giving these certificates to many
cool,
students.
Goodwill ambassador.
That's right. It's nice. As I say, so they said Supervisor Bosworth, you know, she cares. It's children, it's seniors, there's animals. I mean, the things that the town North Hempstead does for animals.
A little bit more of a comma or a pause between children. Yeah.
And well, some people, you better watch out who you're talking
yeah,
to because animals
know.
Sometimes take precedence
I
on that one.
I thought it worked nice, that sentence, personally.
But, and then on top of that, Supervisor Bosworth has also been visiting a bunch of different senior groups. She stopped by the Port Washington Senior Center's art reception on Thursday and congratulated all the artists. And I think that's what actually Dr. Gabernikoff was talking about earlier, was the Port Washington Senior Center's art.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, as you know, on the topic of fun, Supervisor Bosworth and the town board rolled out their full schedule of spring and summer events. Each resident should have received their 2016 guide. If not, you can call 311 or go to www.northhempsteadny.gov, and you could check out all the endless concerts and movies throughout the town. So
well, that's coming out. I didn't see that myself even.
Yes, and you could. Well, you can call 311.
Okay,
John,
no, I'm
or,
sure I'll
or you know, maybe I'll give you a copy if you're lucky. But we're actually going to have in July the Parks Department will be on talking, you know, more in depth about all the different programs that they'll be doing. So.
And I have to say, the fireworks this past last weekend were so amazing, and the parks in the town of North Hempstead are so beautiful. So please,
yeah,
please come out and walk and take photographs and draw pictures.
The walk at the beach, is that 1 mile, you know, or is that 2 miles?
It's about a 1 mile walk down and about another
right,
mile back.
So it's the whole the total is 2 miles.
So you have to go around. Okay, yes. Okay. Because somebody asked me
on,
recently.
On the sand?
There are two walks that are going to be taking place this summer. One is going to be more of a nature trail walk. The town has been working tirelessly on the nature trail over by North Hempstead Beach Park. And then on top of that, we have another walk that's going to take place along the promenade along the beach. And that one, the nature trail walk takes place in July, and then the promenade walk takes place in August.
And may I ask you about a very difficult issue about the control of Zika virus? You know, the Zika, the mosquito.
The town is not part. Let me correct myself. The county is in charge of taking care of that.
Yeah.
I know the county executive has already released what their game plan is for Nassau County this year. I'm sure you'll find that on the Nassau County website. Knowing our 311 operators, they probably already have a lot of that information themselves as well. But the best place is because the county is going to be controlling any kind of spraying regarding mosquitoes this year. So they would be the best resource to reach out to.
No, but I was wondering if it's incorporated into this program of being outdoors on the beach and the nature row walk.
Well, we always tell people to protect themselves, whether it be from mosquitoes or from the sun. And we do some programs throughout the year as far as just doing normal everyday protection. I know some of our nursing staff has been visiting some of our groups and individuals and talking about what's the best protection as far as having DEET. I'm not an expert on that, but again, reaching out to our 311 call operators, they'll be able to give you our Nassau County's plan, as well as you can reach out to any of our nursing staff, and they'll be able to help you, assist you to go safely through our summer months.
Dr. Maria Carney was on 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and she basically answered it. Because we were talking about it, and she said, it's not the town's responsibility. Mm-hmm. Each senior, and she gave lists of certain things that should be in any sprays you put on, et cetera, ones to avoid, so you can go to the archives, ones to avoid, ones to use for children, for seniors, and the importance of it. And she talked about the mosquito and how it's coming up through New York, and she's involved in trying to make get ready, alerting people.
Well, that's what it is. You know, it's
not
this
town,
right,
it's
and
individual, because you can be walking the street and
anyone,
get a mosquito
right.
bite.
No matter how the spray is.
Yesterday, I killed one. If it's the same one that they show on TV, you know, with all the long legs and all, I saw it on the window at CVS as I was passing. Fortunately, I had a paper in my hand because I didn't want to smash it with my hand, and I killed it.
Right.
I want to be held responsible. I don't want to walk out in cuffs.
Right. No, but it's a good point. But it really is. It goes back to everybody. You know, you use the precautions as you would in your own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
Absolutely.
Going to be out in the sun, you know, you put your sunscreen on. If you know,
a hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Big hats are always good and always in style. Especially we got the Belmont this weekend, right? So we all have to get our...
this weekend is Belmont?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, I don't
So get
attention.
Your big hat ready.
Are you a Belmont person? Hats. You go?
I have in the past.
Oh, really? Okay.
I have quite a collection of large hats with very large flowers.
And Belmont is just the excuse for that. Kim just has a large collection.
Exactly. It's nice that, you know, at least once a year, the state knows that they should have an event so that I can bring out my very large hats with large flowers and my fabulousness.
That's right.
I didn't realize. Belmont is like the fancy
English.
Ones down south.
Oh,
they wear hats and stuff. I didn't know they dress up.
I think I can say for Christina and myself, any opportunity we can.
Any theme opportunity, I think we're pretty sold on.
That's true, too. When you got to go to DOSA, Project Independence and Community Service, it's Kimberly and Christina are the fashion.
Yeah. Well, that's what
they're setting the stage.
We don't want to brag or anything yet.
Even though we're on radio, I made sure I put lipstick on.
She came prepared.
And it's appreciated.
But
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, there's amazing
things going on.
What
we're doing is chatting.
I really want to encourage people to attend the Citizen Preparedness Corps training program. It's going to be on Monday, June 20th at 10 a.m. It's a collaborative program between the governor, State Senator Jack Martins, Assemblymember Michelle Schimmel, the town of North Hempstead. So it's an NARP. So it's a whole effort to provide this training session. It's for 2 hours. And it's really so New York State residents have the tools and resources to prepare for any type of disaster. Like I said, we're all about preparing across the board. You know, nobody wants to be in the emergency situation and not know what to do. And what I love about this program, because there is everybody gets a preparedness kit, which, I mean, that in itself is a great reason to go.
Where is it being held?
It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. So that's Monday, June 20th. At 10 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park, but you must register, obviously, because there's training kits that are going to be given out and stuff. And I just think it's a great initiative that, you know, everyone's coming together and really stressing how important it is to prepare for these, you know, disasters that
I'm signing up today. You gave me that. Yeah, no, seriously.
Absolutely.
I hadn't been aware of it, but you sent me all that packet yesterday.
311 is the sign
that.
Up. Just call
you can call 311. You have to go to www.prepare.ny.gov.
Okay.
Or it's a website.
311
will you know, be able to kind of do it if you don't have access to a computer and stuff.
Perfect.
And especially with hurricane season here.
Absolutely. It's perfect timing.
It's,
you know, it really
the time
is.
To start at. It's easier to prepare before the storm than during
Absolutely.
The storm.
Right.
Mentally and physically.
No, these are all important things.
And that's what, you know, I think is wonderful. I mean, because the people that are giving this seminar are, really trained individuals. So you're going to have the ability to go to a free program You know, and New Yorkers are really trying to make an initiative where they're all prepared for mm-hmm. these, you know, to
and it's
get
confidence building.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're less stressed when you know that there's a plan that you have.
It is, because, you know, I even think about myself, you know, if the lights go out or something, you know, if you just know where everything is, you don't have to run around, oh my God, where's the flashlight, where's batteries, where's the, you know.
I have it all in a packet. Actually, the packet has grown. There are two packets, but they're side by side.
Absolutely.
And every once in a while, if you have one of these large, I don't know what they're called technically, a large flashlight that runs on a battery, mm-hmm. check the battery, number one. And if you have one of those that are self,
charging.
Mm-hmm. Self-charging, make sure that you recharge it after at least 2 months. Don't,
yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No longer
no, it's
than
good,
that.
Because, you know, it's horrible. There's nothing worse than running around in the dark trying to find all these things, you know.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it just relieves a lot of stress for you, which I think is definitely
By the way, I
as
also
well.
Have, my language is falling this moment, Sterno.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have two little Sterno ovens. They call them ovens. Of course, they're not.
Right.
But I have two little, and I'm packed with all that stuff.
Perfect.
I mean,
that's you know, if everyone was prepared like that, we'd be in good shape, Iris, mm-hmm. Because it's definitely an important thing. And, you know, and worse, everyone just go to Iris's, you know, and she'll cook you a dinner. But I really encourage people to go to that. I think it's a wonderful program.
And candles.
And
always have candles.
Candles. Number one, candles.
Yes.
Right. That's something I definitely do not have a shortage of in my house. So.
And, of course, matches. One needs to light the candles.
There we go. We'll just have Iris do her own class on what you should have in your thing.
Iris, could you make a list for us?
Yeah. After
Let's
I
cut
go,
to the chase.
After I go, what is it, June 20th on a Monday?
Yep, June 20th on a
Clinton
Monday.
Martin Park.
That's right.
Right.
Also coming up that week is our Project Independence Advisory Committee celebration. We've been doing this every year. It's a wonderful opportunity for different advisory committees to get together in a celebration of really of all the accomplishments that the committees have done and the new initiatives to come. And this year, we're very fortunate to have guest speakers. Dr. Carney, who has been on our radio program.
Okay,
she's
perfect.
Been at our conference before. She will be there. And two other doctors, Dr. Kahn and Dr. Wallerstein from Northwell. And they're really going to be talking about the importance of healthcare directives, because Northwell is trying to do a whole initiative this year of just spreading the word on it and the importance of it. You know, we got a little bit, you know, with Anne Margaret Carozza.
This
and just
morning,
really
yeah.
the importances of really planning these things and just constantly looking at them.
This morning, which was interesting, I had said that 30% of people over 70 don't have any of this stuff done. And she said the number is bigger.
Yeah,
so
much
it's amazing.
Bigger.
So
much
if you're
bigger.
Talking, you know, make it 40% of people over 70. And that's a burden on the adult child, then,
yeah,
because
it is,
all of
yes.
a sudden something happens, and you start fighting over siblings. Mommy wanted this, mommy wanted mm-hmm. that. She told me, you know, it's really it's
well. It's not just that; it's about the healthcare proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no, but there's so many layers, absolutely. And you know, the common misconception a lot of times is, you know, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm not giving up control. You know, I've said this before. You know, my own grandfather. It took us a long time to get him to. Do these plans because he didn't want to, you know, be bothered that he was going to lose control somehow, not realizing that, you know, you're the one that's in control making these decisions. You know, you don't want other people to have to make things that might not be your wishes necessarily. So it's really just an important thing. And they're amazing speakers. So I really recommend everyone come. And there'll be a light breakfast. So it's on Wednesday, June 22nd. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Is that also a reservation? Or no,
yes,
show
yeah.
Up.
Call 311 okay. To register.
I've already
for that.
Done.
So I did. I saw.
No.
I saw Iris's name came through, and you're already on the list, so you're good to go on that one. Really, which is a nice. You know, I love when things kind of all tie together, and we laugh on this show because somehow topics you didn't think necessarily would jive together somehow end up flowing together. And we were been talking a lot about Clark Botanic Garden. And the programs that the cardiologist says he wishes to do over there as well. And they're providing a free outdoor yoga. It started on June 5th. It's the 12th and 9th and the 26th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it's outside in the beautiful garden. So I think that's definitely something that is a fun thing to be outside and be surrounded by all these beautiful flowers.
What day
flowers.
Of the week is that, Christina?
Sundays.
Sunday.
Yep, Sunday, yeah.
Which is good because a lot of,
there
not
many
a lot,
things
but
that
more people
don't
can definitely
on
go,
Sunday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's
Sundays
right.
So, you know, the classes are limited, so, you know, you need to call 311 to register for that. But,
mm-hmm.
yes, you can do yoga outside with all the beautiful plants.
You know what we're going to do, Chris? We're going to take a break. because, and then we'll just move on from there. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we're here with Iris and Christina and our special guest, Kimberly, the commissioner.